بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، so we had talked about Allah Azza wa Jal praising himself with the phrase Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then explained why after praising himself as being a Rabb, he immediately follows that with Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, to indicate that his rububiyyah, his lordship, is a lordship of mercy, of tenderness. His lordship is a lordship of rahmah. And then Allah says Maliki Yawmiddin. And this verse Malik, the word Malik in Arabic means owner. And we have the concept of milkiyah, which is ownership. So Allah is saying, I am the owner of the day of judgment, Yawm al-Din. And we had mentioned previously that the Quran has many recitations, tend to be exact. And in another authentic recitation, our Prophet ﷺ would sometimes recite this verse as Maliki Yawm al-Din. And both are authentic, and both go back to the Prophet ﷺ. And to this day, if you listen to our brothers from North Africa, from Morocco, from Algeria, when they recite Fatiha, they will say Maliki Yawm al-Din. They're not going to say Malik. And the word Malik means the king of the Day of Judgment. And this is a part of the beauty of the Quran, that the multiple recitations actually add meaning. There's no contradiction. The Quran is recited in all of these ways, and each recitation adds meaning. So Allah is Maliki Yawm al-Din, and He is also Maliki Yawm al-Din. And Malik means the king. Malik means the king. We all know Malik, Malik so and so. And Al-Malik is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is the owner of the Day of Judgment, and Allah is the king of the Day of Judgment. And these two meanings are overlapping, yet each one gives something that the other does not give. What does ownership give mean? Ownership means that the owner has ultimate right to do as he pleases with the object that is owned. The owner can do anything, and no one has the right to question the owner. So the one who is Malik, if you own property, if you own something, then you can do with it as you please. No one can tell you, why did you do that? Because you are the ultimate owner. So when Allah says He is Malik of the Day of Judgment, so Allah is indicating that this is my ownership. No one has the right to question what I do on that day. I am the one who owns, who controls. No one can question me about that day. And then Maliki Yawm al-Din. What is Malik? Malik is the one who judges. Malik is the one who decrees. Malik is the one who legislates. And Allah is the one who decrees on that day. What Allah says will be executed. What Allah will say will judge. The verdict Allah will give, because this is the king is the final authority. There is nobody above the king in a kingdom. And the king is the final authority. No one can go above him. So Allah is the Malik. All disputes will be brought before the Malik. Every problem will be judged by the Malik. And when the Malik decides, that decision is final. So Allah is the Maliki Yawm al-Din. And Yawm, of course, it means day. Of course, technically, Yawm means any time frame. It could mean a second, it could mean a month. But commonly, it is called day. And we know that the actual day of judgment will not be 24 hours. We know that the day of judgment, we call it the day, it's not going to be like our 24 hours. Rather, that day will be different lengths according to your level of iman. It is something very interesting and strange. Your level of iman will dictate how long that day is. The stronger your iman, the quicker that day will be. And the weaker a person's iman, may Allah protect us from that, the day will become longer and longer. So for the believer, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the day of judgment for the perfect believer will be like the time between Asr and Maghrib, the hadith says. Subhanallah, Asr and Maghrib, how quickly it goes by, right? The shortest time frame in the day between the two salawat is Asr and Maghrib. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Yawm al-Qiyamah for the true mu'min, it will be as quickly as Asr and Maghrib, just a short period of time. And for the one who has no iman, for the one who's a fasiq, for a kafir, for a mushrik, that day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Imagine, 50,000 years. That day will become a day of torture. That day will become so problematic, so difficult, that we learn from the Quran, we learn from the Sunnah, that the kafir will actually beg Allah to enter Jahannam and get rid of the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment will become so terrible that the kafir will basically say, let's get this over with, khalas, let's go on to the next stage. And this is interesting because the word yawm doesn't mean a day, it means a length of time. So the yawm ad-deen will actually be dependent upon your level of iman. The stronger our iman, the quicker will be the yawm. And the weaker the iman, the longer will be yawm. And the word deen, many people think it means religion. And of course, deen does mean religion in some contexts. But the word deen is a very comprehensive word. It could mean a way of life, a sharia, a lifestyle. And that is the common meaning in the Quran, that inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The deen in the eyes of Allah is al-Islam, which means the lifestyle, the way, the sharia. But another meaning of deen is the judgment, the final retribution. What will be decided? This is also in Arabic, the word deen. And so Yawm ad-Din over here translates quite literally as the day of judgment. So Allah is both the king of and the master of the day of judgment. And it is very interesting when you read the Quran, milkiya and mulkiya. Again, I reiterate for those who don't understand, milkiya means ownership and mulkiya means kingship. Right? I repeat, milkiya, ownership, and mulkiya, kingship. Allah ascribes both the milkiya and the mulkiya of the Day of Judgment to Himself in multiple verses. For example, in Surah Zumur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرُضُ جَمِيعًا قَبَضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, that the entire earth will be in the grip of Allah. In fact, he actually says, in the right hand of Allah. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبَضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, and all of the heavens are folded up in the right hand of Allah. And of course, we affirm this as Allah knows best. And there is also the meaning of ultimate power and control. That yes, indeed, ultimate control, ultimate milkiya. You know, when I have something in my hand, what does this mean? We have it in a hand means it's my possession. No one can control this other than me. So Allah is saying on that day, the whole world and the heavens will be rolled up in His right hand. And this signifies what? Milkiyya. Complete ownership. Complete control. As for kingship, Allah also says this in the Quran. In the very famous verse in Surah Ghafir, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will say, to whom does the kingdom, or to whom does the dominion, or to whom does the power belong today? And this Allah will ask on the Day of Judgment. Allah will ask this question on the Day of Judgment. To whom does the kingdom belong today? And what is the kingship here? The complete, nobody can have more authority than Allah. That's what the king here means. And Allah will ask on Yawm al-Qiyamah, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, that's mulkiyya. And Allah will not find anybody to answer. So Allah will answer Himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. It will belong to Allah, the One, the Inconquerable. And in some verses, Allah combines between milkiyya and mulkiyya on the Day of Judgment. For example, in Surah Hajj, verse 56, Allah says, الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ. On that day, the mulk belongs to Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will judge and decree between them. So both mulkiyya and milkiyya belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And what is Yawm ad-Din? Let us turn to the Quran itself. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Allah tells us, He asks us in the Quran, what will make you realize what is Yawm ad-Din? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. Once again, we have mulkiyya and milkiyya. Think about the very profound verse here, right? And that's why Allah is Maliki Yawm ad-Din and Maliki Yawm ad-Din. Let me reiterate. When Allah asks us, what will make you realize what is Yawm ad-Din? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Allah then says, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. On that day, no human will be able to own, meaning be of any benefit to another human. تَمْلِك. And تَمْلِك is مِلْكِيَّ. No human can benefit you in any way. وَالْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ And the kingdom, the mulk belongs to Allah. So milkiyah and mulkiyah belong to Allah exclusively on that day. Now, question. Somebody will say, why does Allah specify that day when even in this world we know that milkiyah and mulkiyah ultimately belong to Allah? Isn't this the case? That in this world even everything ultimately belongs to Allah. Why specify this day? Two reasons. Number one, never in the history of creation will each and every created being simultaneously stand in front of each other except on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Never in the history of our entire universe existence has every man and every jinn and every animal even, because we know from our texts that even the animals will be resurrected, even though there is no jaza and hisab, there is no jannah and nar, but even the animals will be resurrected on the day of judgment. Every single human that ever existed will be brought forth on one plane, along with all of the jinn. This has never happened and it will never occur again. So the one who is the master of that occasion, the one who is the king of that occasion, then obviously he's the king and master of every other occasion. So by specifying Yawm al-Din, all other days and all other times are automatically included. And then secondly, the second reason is that it is true that ultimate kingdom belongs to Allah even in this world. But Allah has allowed the illusion of some power and some ownership to every one of us. Isn't that the case? That we think we own this and we think we own that, right? The Muslim recognizes, okay, Allah has given it to me, it is Allah's. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything belongs to Allah. But the kafir, he thinks he owns it. The kings of this earth, they think they are kings. They think they have this illusion of grandeur and majesty. But it is only Allah who is Malikul Mulk, the owner of kings, Milkiyah and Mulkiyah combined. Again, Allah is not just Al-Malik. Yes, Allah is Al-Malik. And Allah calls himself in the Quran that he is Al-Malikul Haqq. He is the true king. No other king is true. Every other king is false. Every other king is an illusion. Why? Because wallahi, no king can rule by himself. Every king needs plenty of support. Military generals, evil people, good people, money. He needs other help. No king can rule by himself. And as Ibn Taymiyyah said, the king in reality is more in need of his followers than the followers are in need of the king. Think about it. If everybody ran away from the king, what will the king do? The king is more in need of his followers, his military generals, his people that are behind him, the one that prop him up on the throne, than they are of him. That's what Ibn Taymiyyah says, that he is more faqir to them than they are to him. So Allah is saying, Allah is al-malikul haqq. Allah is the only true king. And therefore Allah is Malikul Mulk, the owner of the kings. Who can be the owner of the kingdoms? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by specifying on the day of judgment, as I said, in this world there's an illusion of ownership and an illusion of kingdom. How about on the day of judgment? Will there be an illusion of ownership? Will you even own your clothes? Will you even have your clothes on the day of judgment? Will you even have your wealth that you can dispose of? All of these illusions will be gone. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً You shall come to us individually, solitarily, just like we created you in the beginning, with nothing. All your mansions, your palaces, your cars, your wealth, your fame, all of it will be gone. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا So the illusion of ownership that we have now, and the illusion of kingship that some people have, on that day, there will be no such illusion. So the one who is the king on that day, مَلِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ That is the king on every other day. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, in this verse we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the ultimate owner and the ultimate judge and the ultimate king of the most grandiose day in human existence, when every single created object will stand in front of Allah as that object was created. And we have much more to talk about this verse, Malik Yawm al-Din. We have not finished this verse. Inshallah, we will continue talking about it tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.